the Utah Department of Health announced 315 COVID-19 cases, which is roughly 40 fewer cases than the state saw at the same time last week. The 7-day rolling average for new cases is 375 per day, down around 30 from last week. In the Wasatch Back, Summit County reported 3 new cases. In comparison, last Tuesday, the county saw 6. Wasatch County reported 2 new cases, which is 1 more than the county saw last Tuesday. There were 5,100 people tested for the first time statewide, with around 13,500 total tests administered. On average, just over 3% of tests over tests are coming back positive, while the average percent positivity for people over people is nearing 7%. Utah's Department of Health reported 8 new deaths, but noted that 4 happened before March 20th. To date, more than 2,150 Utahns have died due to COVID-19, including 11 from Summit County and 21 from Wasatch County. There were around 18,000 people vaccinated for COVID-19 since Monday, bringing the total number to more than 1.9 million doses administered. Summit County has administered close to 40,000 total vaccines, and Wasatch has given out almost 20,000 doses. Both counties are registering to vaccinate residents 16 years or older. The Utah Department of Health announced that state epidemiologist Angela Dunn will be leaving her current position to head the Salt Lake County Health Department. For the past 15 months, Dunn has been part of the governor's COVID-19 briefings, explaining case trends and advocating for the health and well-beings of Utahns. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.